very excited. You'll be excited, too, because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Earnest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Pig Enterprises on South Memorial Drive in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
July 25th is Act Like a Caveman Day. So today, I'm going to club a woman over the head, drag her back to my man cave, and invent the wheel, all while being completely terrified of fire. Celebrating is so easy, a caveman can do it. Ooga, ooga. Happy Act Like a Caveman Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
This isn't endless. No. I understand that.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there are open investigations to consider before any effort to maybe impeach President Trump. The president says about former special counsel Robert Mueller's testimony in Congress yesterday.
The Democrats had nothing, and now they have less than nothing.
Mueller repeated what's in his report, that they couldn't prove the president did or did not commit obstruction of justice. Split rulings on the Trump administration insisting that asylum seekers apply in a country they pass through before reaching the United States.
In Washington, District Court Judge Timothy Kelly, a Trump appointee, declined to stop the administration policy. But in San Francisco, District Court Judge John Tiger, an Obama appointee, blocked the policy and ordered the government to restore the old system, saying that migrants could not safely seek asylum in Mexico.
Fox's Todd Pyro in Washington. This is Fox News.
Hey Siri, did you watch the Mueller testimony?
Oh my god, two sides, two completely different stories. Pathetic.
Clowns to the left of me.
Jokers to the right.
Here I am stuck in the middle with you.
Haha. I can't wait until machines take over the world.
And we won't have to listen to this bipartisan nonsense anymore.
Hey, let's go rig another election.
Can you believe? They still think the Russians did it.
Losers. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Wag wag.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Just ready to send this tweet. And it says, close but no cigar. Montgomery's official low was 65 degrees. The longstanding record of 64 from 1892 remains on the books. Still, though, a very comfortable morning with dew points in the 50s. All right, hit send. Send. There we go. Our forecast, sunshine, tolerable humidity today with a high temperature up to about 89. Mostly clear, not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 68. Tomorrow with a high around 91, it'll be sunny, dry. Tad more humidity towards evening, low tomorrow night 69, and then on Saturday and Sunday, hot and humid, low 90s. Widely scattered pop-up storms here and there, not much change Monday and Tuesday. Right now, east winds at 4, a few scattered clouds, temperature 69 at 7.05.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and this is an everyone segment because everybody can participate and help us cram the van for the kids and teachers of the River Region. This is our annual school supply donation drive. We have six locations throughout the River Region where you can drop off your donations in our Blue Water Broadcasting barrels. But today, if you want to come say hey, we will be at Pig Enterprises on South Memorial Drive in Prattville from 11:30 until 1. The big Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van will be there for you to put your donations in and say hey and help out the kids and teachers of the River Region. And if that doesn't work for you, again, these locations are all throughout the River Region where you can drop stuff off. Lewis Lawn Equipment, Mr. Electric, and more. Visit newstalk931.com for more details on how you can help us cram the van.
Coming up, another Emily segment.
Woohoo!
First,
we are rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour in Montgomery Skywatch. As a look around the river region, we see an accident at Day Street and the Birmingham Highway over near the Kelly Street Gate at Maxwell, so be careful if you're in that area. Otherwise, our traffic is still moving smoothly. We don't have any big problems on the boulevard. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. If you're on the 31s, don't worry. You don't have a lot of problems. It is slow around the river bridge coming out of Wetumpka on 231, though, so watch out there. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
An 87-year-old guy in Maryland was out walking through the woods with his two dogs on Monday. And he tried to grab a stick for them to play with, but he got stuck in knee-deep mud. This makes all my fears of quicksand from a kid feel real now. When he tried to free himself, he just kept sinking deeper, but luckily his dogs realized he needed help and went to find someone. They left him in the woods, ran to a nearby trail, and started barking at people riding on bikes. Does this feel a little bit like Lassie to you?
Yeah, I was just that's exactly what I was thinking.
One of the bikers realized something was wrong and stopped to check it out. They eventually found the dude in the woods, and firefighters managed to free him from the mud, so he's okay. And in the end, he was only stuck for about an hour. And that's your good news.
Yay!
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Let's see, which one of our esteemed listeners sent me this great video? Greg Perdue. And it's a dad video, and it's all bizarre things that have happened in bowling alleys.
Like, what kind of bizarre stuff happens in bowling alleys?
I've fallen down a bowling alley lane.
You mean in the lane?
Yes, they just, well, like...
Well, was that brown liquor, or...
No, it doesn't have to be.
I was like 15.
Oh,
so it was clear liquor. I'm kidding. I was totally sober, but I fell down the lane. They were freshly waxed or whatever, and I crossed the foul line or whatever, and slipped and fell and slid a little bit, and then I got myself up.
That's hardwood.
To walk back, and I fell down again. It was awful.
That is hardwood that is treated with oil. Ugh. So it's very slippery.
Yes, it is.
Over the foul line.
Yes. It was awful. I had bruises. It was terrible.
I posted the video.
Wretched.
With the suggestion, don't ever bowl after you've been eating bowling alley fries. Because they're usually, bowling alley fries are usually pretty good because they put them in oil that's like 5 years old. And they're good. But you get that little residue, and it's very easy. I've had my ball fly off on the backswing numerous times.
I love bowling. Maybe that could
be... Well, why don't we all go?
Because we don't ever
do anything together.
I mean, I'm just saying we don't.
We don't ever do anything together.
Don't pull my mic down.
The preceding was brought to you by Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
I remember we went bowling for your and Rick's birthday one year.
That was a surprise party.
It was a huge surprise party. We told Greg, I think, that he was meeting a client, and I think we told Rick that he had to talk with the people. That bowling alley doesn't exist anymore.
I know.
Is it Woodmere Lanes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to talk. We were going to go talk to them, so everybody else from the station showed up there, and then when they came in to have the discussion.
My first year here.
Surprise!
I bowled
in the summer league, and then one day, and I was trying to bowl with horrible sciatic pain. One night, I'm taking my steps to the foul line, and my left leg collapsed, and I fell. And that was that until a couple of years later after back surgery and all the rest of the rigmarole. Going to do it again. But that was also the bowling alley where I raced. Holy hell.
We should do... I'm having ideas.
Well, for a long time... Before it was sold, we did Bama Lanes, the Tommy Shaw Bama Lanes with
Kegler's
Cove.
Kegler's
Cove. Was he an REO Speedwagon?
We did.
There needs to be a historic marker there.
I agree. And I think the city should take care of that. Tommy, of course, he's with Sticks.
Sticks! Oh, yes.
I used to work for them.
You You work for them?
Shut up.
And in the August Boom magazine, you'll find out how that all came about. Rich didn't even know that part of the story, did you?
No, I did not. And by the way, I enjoyed that article. And thank you for letting me see it before the rest of the public.
Well, I thought you in particular, given this, your interest, it's focused on why 1 year was more extraordinary than any other.
Exactly. 69.
1985.
85 was a good year
for
me.
It was an excellent year.
I don't remember a lot about
that. That was the first
85.
Year I made $100,000. You'll never forget that.
It's the first year that I was alive.
Whoa.
That's another reason to make... Did you ever go back and look at the news on your birthday?
Yeah.
I was born on, like, one of the most boring days in the entire
60s. It took me a second to figure out what it 50s. Was, but it was the 60s.
I just can't believe... You know, when I was born, World War II seemed like eons ago.
Yeah.
It was 10 years before my birth. I mean, until I was born.
I know.
It was 10 years before I was born.
I know. It wasn't. That's why we were boomers, man. Because after all that warfare, people wanted to come home and make love, not war. That was worth it just for the look on Emily's face.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. Baumhauer's has got some interesting things going on. Downtown is being remodeled and rebranded.
What?
I think it's going to be Wingfingers. Wingfingers.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yes.
And because last night at Baumhauer's, some of the staff that I've worked with downtown over the years was telling me, you know, that they've already started the remodeling process and so forth. So there, that location is going to be closed for a bit, and we'll let you know when they reopen. But the Boulevard Baumhauer's is still open. We had another great turnout last night. We didn't have anything in particular going on. It's just good people that like to get together and...
Fellowship.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. And for a bunch of us, it's kind of like our one night out, you know, for social experience during the week, and it works. And I saw something, I think it was Rosie, had this Brazilian barbecue beef yesterday, and it looked sensational. So that is something maybe after I lose the appropriate amount of weight that I want to hit with keto.
You're doing great, by the way, and it really shows. And you know what? Staying away from bread is a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Bread and potatoes and stuff like that?
I've had no trouble doing that. Part of that, too, I started the amino acid thing in infusion.
Uh-huh.
So that helps with the metabolism process.
But absolutely.
You still got to make your own contribution, but it's been painless.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still plenty of things on the Baumhauer's. Man, I could have had last night the pot roast Philly cheese steak. Just take the bread away, and you still got...
It's still great.
Oh, it is so good. For lunch or dinner, Baumhauer's open 11. Happy hour runs from Sunday at 11 a.m. right through the following Friday, 11 to 7 on those six nights. So check it out, Baumhauer's on the Boulevard, baumhauers.com for catering information and more. It's 7:15. Random facts coming up next, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search for the suspect in a deadly armed robbery continues in Brundage. Police say a man shot and killed a gas station clerk early Wednesday morning. Anyone with information is asked to call Brundage Police. School resource officers from across the area are in Montgomery this week for training. The training focuses on three main areas: the function of law enforcement, mentoring students, and guest speaking. It also deals with how to effectively prevent emergencies from happening in schools. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is warning of an ongoing scam. Officials say someone is calling people claiming they have a warrant, they missed a fine, or they missed jury duty, and then asking for money in return. They say these types of scams are on the rise across the country. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke.
It's Christmas.
Christmas in July. And when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Yes!
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today. Just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's an epidemic in America. It's like the overuse of like the word like. Here's an example from a recent episode of Love Island. See how many unnecessary likes you can count.
I like a guy who's like artistic and like creative. Nice. Like I like guys who are like graphic designers, like photographers.
Nice.
I know it's kind of hard to find.
I like guys that are like pursuers. Mm-hmm. Like if they like me, they will let me out. Like I love funny people. Like they have to make me laugh.
Seven unnecessary likes. You can help us all. Beginning today, stop overusing the word like. Thank you.
Or another word.
And now, Mike, it's time for like...
Random facts.
And I screwed it up for you. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Sorry. We got a weather coming up soon, right?
What was the other word?
The people have started saying so at the beginning of everything. So, when you ask them a question, so, and they didn't used to 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that they did, that was never right. used. That's brand new.
And now I'm going to notice that because you brought it to my attention.
You will.
And it's going to annoy me too.
Right.
Well, let's all just be annoyed together.
I'm sorry, I screwed up your...
No, so let's get back to random facts.
So, what do you got?
So, did you know... like New Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Not like named after Mexico?
What?
No, New Mexico is not named after Mexico.
What?
I mean like... New Amsterdam wasn't named for like old Amsterdam when the New York settlers came.
Even old New York.
I know it's not named after Canada. What is it? What do you...
New Mexico is not named after Mexico. It was named Nuevo Mexico after the Aztec Valley of Mexico by Spanish settlers more than 250 years before the establishment and naming of the present-day country of Mexico.
Wow!
So they were coming here illegally from Mexico that long ago, eh?
They were kind of already here.
Yeah. Kidding. No pennies in a wad, please.
Did you know the largest cavalry charge in history took place during the 1683 Turkish siege of Vienna?
Turkish siege.
Yeah, it's very, very
the
tough.
The Turkish siege of Vienna.
18,000 German and Polish cavalry charged the Turks, killing many and forcing them to flee. The Polish king at the time paraphrased Caesar saying, I came, I saw, God conquered.
Oh, yeah.
Yay for the cavalry.
Yeah.
Did you know that all of the audio at Luciano Pavarotti's final performance was completely faked?
What? Why? Because his voice was faulty?
Luciano lip-synced, and the orchestra pretended to play.
Why?
Well, they were performing in Turin, Italy. At the time, freezing temperatures were making it impossible to either play or sing very well.
Yeah, because you can't keep, like, temperature has an insane effect on keeping, especially, like, stringed instruments tuned. And
you can Google more about it by Googling Milli Vanilli.
Girl, you know it's. That's how they got caught. That's where it got stuck.
All right, here is a...
Don't pretend like you didn't love Milli Vanilli.
I only remember them for being caught. That was it.
Oh, man.
Oh, and Blame It on the Rain.
Blame It on the Rain.
You hit that rain hard, man.
Because they do too, man.
Hit so hard you had to wear a bandage.
Oh, we're moving, and I got scraped up last night with the...
Brown liquor, clear liquor.
Champagne of beers.
Miller?
Mole?
I love me some Miller High Life.
So I mentioned yesterday, just kind of randomly, I don't remember what we were doing. It was yesterday towards the end of the show. I was like, oh, I found a space fact I'm going to use tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
This is what I found. So, we talk about space a lot and what the astronauts do while they're up there and that sort of thing.
No.
And, you know, how they go to sleep. And even we talk about how they go to the restroom. Well, that's exactly where we're going here.
Okay. Great. All right.
Need any sound effects?
You decide where you want to place them and what you want to use. Should we start with number one or number two?
Well, we should. Why do we have to talk about poop so early in the morning?
Well, it's interesting for the first one. They basically had to wear this device with a long sleeve.
Yeah.
And in the process of going, they would have to flip a switch that would cause a vacuum because otherwise it would just float. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's one. The second one, for the other part of that, they actually had to wear special gloves. Reach around behind and break it off because it would not just, there was no gravity.
Right.
Okay.
To weigh it down and to have it break off itself.
Can you say detach instead of break off?
Detach.
Oh, that's much better.
I mean, the whole thing's awful.
Well, this is...
The ones that float are the healthiest ones, anyway.
Floaters.
You guys, stop it.
No, we had a talk show host in Miami, Sandy Payton, who used to have this turd expert on.
Really an expert?
Sandy is.
What's that on his business card?
What is it again? Is it a floater or a sinker, honey? I can't remember what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I just made a sinker. I'm just
picturing somebody driving through town to going down the radio dial just sampling stations.
I am not making this up.
Oh, man. Well, these are just aspects of space flight, you know?
Oh, yeah, space travel. It's a space fact. That's why I can talk about poop. Yeah,
it's bodily function.
And this is very...
It's honestly...
Don't pass this off as educational, because it's not. Jay saw it yesterday and was like, oh, there's a way for me to talk about poop on the radio. I'm going to do it.
It's not necessarily just that, though. It's that I'm fascinated by space flight, and everything else. I've listened to countless interviews by all of the astronauts, and never once has this question ever come up.
Because you don't discuss this in polite company. You don't talk about
that's why I'm
BMs
bringing it up here
in a press conference.
Zip it, Jay.
Zip it, Jay.
I quit.
Okay. Let's talk about baseball.
And now
it's time for
random facts.
Hey, that worked out pretty well.
It did, as a matter of fact.
Did you know that honeybees are not native to North America? They were brought here from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So they aren't...
Yeah, they say whoop whoop when they bump into each other.
You say whoop whoop?
Yep, saw that on the internet today.
But what do they do when they go to the bathroom?
Shut up!
That's the real question.
It's not even 7:30! And you've already talked about bodily functions too much.
Well, we did space all last week, and so...
Did you know that during the Middle Ages, members...
Same old crap. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good. During the Middle Ages, members of guilds were referred to as masters. The artisans who wanted to join a guild were required to prepare a piece to be judged for qualification. If the masters approved of the piece, the artisan would be accepted into the guild. Thus, we get the word masterpiece.
Oh, CJ, that's a good random fact.
And it my name's nothing not about the bathroom.
My name's not CJ.
That was C, comma J, comma. That's a good random fact. Nothing to do with snot or poop.
Okay. All right, kids.
I've moved on. You keep bringing it up.
Well, I'm frustrated.
Let's just keep the Mary Poppins standard in mind now.
Did you know?
Don't you dare make fun of Julie Andrews.
MTV's first day of broadcasting. Mm-hmm. The most played artist on that day.
Rod Stewart, because he had all kinds of videos. Oh.
The most popular songs on that first day of broadcasting were... Does anybody know?
Hungry Like the Wolf? No.
It's gonna. That's too broad of a question to give you here.
Yeah.
But Just Between You and Me, April Wine.
Okay.
In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins.
Oh, love it, love it, love it.
And The Who, You Better You Bet.
You better, you better, you bet. I mean, Rod Stewart had a boatload of videos. That's why he was. They needed content.
They did need content.
They needed content. Badly. He had a lot of recorded stuff. So,
yeah.
And they wouldn't, for the longest time, they wouldn't play anything from Michael Jackson until the record company threatened to pull all their videos off of MTV if you don't play Michael.
Who was the record company? Who was that?
Was that Epic?
Was he on?
I think he was CBS. He was CBS. And so guess what? They had to give in.
Yeah, and I mean, then why wouldn't they, like? He's one of the most
iconic videos. Well, when they were Thriller came along, That was one of the most popular MTV videos.
Wasn't MTV owned by Viacom? Isn't that a CBS company?
Yes, Viacom is
CBS.
But
was it then?
Maybe not
owned,
then,
I don't think it was owned by Viacom then.
It may not have been. But they didn't want to be associated with that kind of pop. They wanted to be more edgy,
and
you know what I mean?
Roll. And now
more,
look at them.
More alt-rock for its time. But then they had to give in.
Now you're horrible, MTV, and nobody likes you.
Breaking news from
Short
Texas.
Wave. Take it down, quick.
Texas?
What you say? shut up.
Yes, listener Nicole Reed and her coworkers sent a note saying, you got my coworkers and myself laughing our butts off with the random poop facts. Love it.
All right,
with three exclamation points.
Do poop all next week.
All next week.
Whack, whack.
No, it's not. I can't. There's no way I can find that many. Space, sure, but no.
Bunch of crap. But
don't look at me like that. I'm not going to do that.
You could do some probative.
No!
Find out why corn, you know.
Oh, no. God.
Where am I?
I don't know.
Fourth grade?
Freaking Twilight Zone!
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you finished or do you have more random facts?
I'm not finished. I am totally not finished. March 4th, 1849 was a Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
James K. Polk had ended his term of president at noon on that day.
Mm-hmm.
However, Zachary Taylor, who was the incoming president, refused to be sworn in on the Sabbath.
No.
Would not do it.
Not gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
His vice president, Millard Fillmore, would also not be sworn in either. So under the laws of succession at the time, it was the president pro...
What? Tem?
Yeah, of the Senate was considered the acting president, and it was a man by the name of David Rice Acheson.
That's cool. He was like president for a day.
He was president for one single day, spent most of it sleeping.
Oh, well, I can do. Did he know that he was president for a day?
He did. His grave, his tombstone in, where is this at? This is in the Plattsburgh Green Lawn Cemetery in Kansas and Missouri. Yeah. It reads, President of the United States for one day, Sunday, March 4th, 1849, David Rice Acheson.
So that could be a trick question somewhere at a trivia night, like which president had the shortest term.
Yeah. He's really not recognized as, you know, obviously he doesn't...
Well, he wasn't elected.
President. Right. He wasn't elected in there. He wasn't even sworn in, really. He was just...
You know, right.
In case something happens, we'll call on this fellow.
Yeah.
Right.
So, did you know that Kickstarter's second most funded campaign was for something called the Coolest Cooler? It pulled in $13.2 million. 5 years later, they still have not delivered all the orders for that.
And for people, explain to people that don't know what Kickstarter is.
Kickstarter is where somebody comes up with a product, mm-hmm. and
you pledge a certain amount of money.
Yeah, and if that reaches the goal, the product gets made, you get the thing. Usually, that
there's
happens.
Different levels that you can pledge for, and different things that you get at those levels.
Yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Did you know the Soviet government banned Yuri Gagarin from space flight after another cosmonaut died in a crash? They feared the political impact his death would have would, you know, obviously be bad if that were to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Gagarin requested that he be able to fly regular aircraft, which the government said sure. 5 weeks later, he died in a plane crash.
Yeah, wow. That's ironic that mm-hmm. he died in a plane crash. Yeah.
And finally, did you know that Mick Jagger's 1971 wedding involved, among others, the guest being informed only one day before the wedding itself.
I believe that.
A public civil ceremony being stormed by paparazzi, which is also obvious. Mick Jagger being accidentally locked out of the church. And Keith Richards laying passed out on the floor, reportedly in a Nazi uniform.
Oh, geez. Yeah. And if you ask him what the story behind that was, he probably doesn't know.
No, he probably doesn't. And those are all of your random facts.
Lord.
Thank you, Jay Scott. As always, that whole pile.
Fascinating.
On this Thursday morning.
You proud of yourself?
He's playing for that Texas crowd.
We're gonna be giving away a $10 food outlet gift certificate
and a coho seat
with a pop quiz question.
Oh, you!
Where's the beef?
The beef is at Food Outlet.
That's right.
Look at those steak prices. They got three different types of steak, all like several dollars a pound less than you pay.
Look at the New York Strip price.
$4.77 a pound.
And the T-bone. I love T-bones.
I'll let you guys pick now. On steak day next week, do you want ribeye, do you want T-bone, or do you want New York Strip?
I don't know. New York Strip sounds really good.
What day next week are you talking about?
I want BLT. Tuesday.
Because he's not going to be here until Wednesday.
Yeah, so Thursday.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were going to be gone that long.
Yes, I am.
We talked about it yesterday? 2 days ago?
We talked about it.
So you won't be here Thursday and Friday?
No, I'm here Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
No, I'm here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Well, there's no point of me coming in.
He's not here tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday.
Oh.
Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, I'm out. I'm back Wednesday.
All right.
It's okay. We can do it.
Let me see. What's the price of oatmeal over there?
Ah!
Do a budget breakfast. I'm kidding, of course. Anyway. $4.77 for T-bones and New York strips. Ribeyes are $6.95 a pound. I'm not kidding you. Check yourself. Go to the chain store and find out they want $10 or more a pound for all of those cuts of steak. Brian Bacon, which is an excellent bacon bag. You guys have had that on your BLTs. $2.67 for a pound, a 1 pound package. And Starkist chunk light tuna is 79¢. That's in the water or the oil. Although I get the water because when I use the oil, and I can on keto. I always manage. The one thing that will not come out of clothes is tuna oil for some reason.
Oh, gosh, I know.
If you get just a little spot, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You've lost the shirt.
Right.
And wash it all down with Coke products, $1.09 for the 2-liter bottle size. That's Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, and more. Food Outlet, Highway 14 and Twice a Day, Millbrook, on Main Street in the Preferred Community on Coliseum Boulevard, where I send pictures to Bailey every Sunday. She won't get it, though.
She won't. She'll be, unless you go to Harriet's house in Wetumpka.
Ooh, I could swing by.
Yeah.
It's right down the street from the one in Millbrook. Coliseum Boulevard, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Here is your poop quiz question.
Oh, that's right, a $10 Food Outlet poop
quiz.
No, $10 question.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about Pavarotti's final performance, the whole thing being faked because of the cold temperatures. Where did that performance take place?
I mean, do you need city and country or just country?
I would like city and country.
Yeah.
Well, I would like for us not to talk about poop in the morning, but that doesn't happen.
Quit giving him... Oh, never mind.
272-9228 is the number, 272-9228. We are waiting for your calls right now.
Yay! It's canned, yay.
Well, at 7:38.
We're rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and we don't have a lot of problems for you this morning. Traffic is really busy on the interstates. I-85's up to a speed limit ride. Look out for your regular slowdown around the river bridges if you're coming into town on I-65 southbound. The 31s look good this morning. It's pretty busy as you come out of Wetumpka and out of the Prattville area, so be careful. And the boulevard is moving along great this morning. We don't have any big issues. Reinhardt Collision Center is looking for an auto body technician that is ICAR certified with 3 years auto body experience. If interested, please call Russell at Reinhardt Collision Center, 334-213-1216. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, a pop quiz. Pop quiz question about Luciano Pavarotti. And let's see if we can get a winning answer here. Which line was first? Robert?
Yeah.
Hi.
So I'm thinking Turk and Italy.
So I like that.
I'm sorry. What was your?
He got it right.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. Rich. Yeah. Or Rick.
Did you say Turk and Italy?
That's correct. Turin, Italy was the fake concert. Yep.
You want a $10 foot out of the gift certificate? Did you have a good time? All righty, hold on. Melissa, we got a winner, but we wanted to thank you for trying.
Oh, okay. I won last week, so I couldn't win this week.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, well, but I have one word for Emily.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Poop.
I missed it. What'd she say?
She said poop.
Oh.
Melissa, y'all have a great day, guys.
You're my favorite listener right now. Wasn't that funny?
Just out of nowhere. Poop.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny to most of us.
What's your last name?
I think. At 7:40.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We came very, very close to reaching a record from 1892. The record is 64. We had a low this morning of 65. Still nice outside with dew points in the upper 50s. Are you kidding me? We're going to love today. If you loved yesterday, sunshine with tolerable humidity. Today's high of 89. Yeah, that's warm, but it's an 89 we can deal with. Mostly clear tonight. Not quite as cool. Low 68. Tomorrow's high 91. Sunshine, dry. A little bit more humidity, especially towards evening. Low tomorrow night, 69. Saturday and Sunday, back to hot and humid. High in the low 90s. Widely scattered pop-up storms, and all of this will be like it was a dream. Right now this morning, with east winds at 4 miles per hour and very tolerable humidity, it's 69 at 7:41.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, SmartSkin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
I think you know that everybody in this room is customers of Montgomery Paint and Body. I'm proud to say that I'm a customer for more than 5 years, more than 10 years, more than 20 years, been a customer for more than 30 years of their 35-year history at Montgomery Paint and Body. And I keep going back because of their thorough, in a word, they're thorough. I love when they're surveying my car, whether it's Donnie or Brandon, and that now they have these little iPads, and I'm watching them. And I'm thinking, what is he seeing that I'm not seeing? Because I'm seeing the visible damage, but they're thinking beyond the visible damage, beyond the panel, beyond that bumper, under the chassis. And they work well with the insurance company as well. And boy, oh boy, not only is your car going to be fixed meticulously with no shortcuts, it's also going to be detailed, so when you pick it up, it's going to be shiny new, like it just came off the showroom floor. So yeah, I don't know if I'll be around 30 more years, and I don't know if they'll be around 30 more years, but I'm a customer of Montgomery Paint and Body. 27 Rec with the W is the phone number. They're off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane, and they are the place that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
7:43, and Chris is on the line. Good morning.
Morning, Greg, y'all, Jay, and Emily.
And Rich.
Sorry about this, Emily, but and Rich, too. But Jay's facts about space got my mind to wondering, too. God, Lord, have mercy. I hope none of them have the green apple squirts.
Oh, I can't do this show anymore.
Yeah, I think, we've done. Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just had to call in. Sorry, Emily. Yeah.
This PBS moment.
You know what? We could have made this a whole lot faster. Now go ahead and tell us about the green apple squirts again.
I hope the people are Texas are laughing their butts off at this. I hope they enjoy that.
Yeah. Well, so far, the reaction is good.
If the people here that get it, they could laugh.
That's the word from Texas, anyway. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
All right, we are at 7:44. Buskag's tickets next.
On our final program.
It's been real.
From the Fox Business Network, American Airlines is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter, even though it was dealing with the Boeing 737 MAX 8 grounding and labor issues. Southwest Airlines says its spring quarter was remarkably strong, considering the impact of the grounding of the MAX aircraft. Southwest reported record earnings. The airline says its employees did a heroic job of managing 20,000 flight cancellations under difficult circumstances. And Southwest also announced it will cease operations at Newark Liberty Airport and consolidate its New York City presence at LaGuardia Airport effective November 3rd. Comcast also reported stronger than expected earnings, and so did 3M. But Tesla reported a disappointing quarter. Its sales were up, but it lost money. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. And to celebrate, let's play outside until the street light comes on. Then program the VCR to record The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And after that, let's sit down and write a letter and mail it. I know, it's the geezer alarm. Just let me sit in a less complicated world for just a little longer.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke? You getting hot? We'll fix that too. And then you got, we wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm a chili dog.
Chili dog, chili dog, chili dog.
Sucking on chili dog,
chili dog,
chili, 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 chili dog.
Happy National Chili Dog Day. Now, why don't you go out there and get you some?
Yeah, let's do that, because I hear chili dogs are really good.
Yeah.
For your,
Oh, no.
Boy, everybody, now, you know... So here we are at 7:49, and we have a pair of tickets for Boss Gags to give away.
Ooh.
And we're going to do five easy pieces. I will give you five quick pieces from...
Did you know you queued up the wrong song?
Of course I did. That would have been...
That would have really been...
that would have been a tough
interesting.
One.
Interesting.
I'm glad both of us caught that just in the nick of time. I'm going to give you quick five easy pieces from a Boss Gag song. Once I've done that, you're welcome to call 272-9228. Give us the title and win those Boss Gags tickets. Are you ready?
Yep.
Piece number one. Piece number two. Piece number three.
Ooh.
Piece number four. Piece number five.
Oh, well, that one helped. The last one helped.
272-9228. First caller with the correct answer will be our winner on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's 7:50. Hey, Eddie Bader was part of our group last
what
night.
What a hoot and a holler.
He is. He really is. Good time. He's got a great house, too, to market.
I heard that the guy that used to live in that house at one time worked for the rock group Styx.
And still haunts it.
Ben Hagler never worked for Styx.
Oh, that's right.
In the first 30 days you live there after you buy it, I'll hang one of my gold records on your wall. 3220662 for Eddie Bader and the Goodson Group. There's a guy, by the way, if you are... I certainly didn't hesitate. Once I realized I was going to put that house on the market, I called Eddie. And it's not just the effort he puts into getting it listed and seen and all over the River Region for people who are looking to buy or rent a house. It's the work he did to prep the house for sale. I mean, it looks incredible. He knew exactly what to do. They sent a photographer out to take pictures to highlight just how great it looks. And I'm just so impressed with the job that he and his team do. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. If you're interested, call him at 322-0662. All right, Stephanie thinks she's got the correct title of the Bozkak song. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Did you get the five easy pieces? What did it add up to?
Lido?
Judges?
Okay.
That's what it is.
It's Mike Jack, it's, 1, 2, 3.
It's Lido Shuffle, but we'll we can give you that.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah,
because I can't think. Can you think of any other songs that start with the word Lido?
No.
He had queued up.
I was worried that she was going to say it was Jerry Rafferty.
Yeah. He queued up a Jerry Rafferty song.
I don't know how that happened.
That would have been song? Unfair.
Right down the line? Was that what it is?
Yeah, right. Oh.
He put Lido Shuffle in the search bar, and that was one of the songs that came up for some
like suggested or something.
I don't know.
Oh, Greg!
But you got it, Stephanie.
Nobody would have known that I did that, but no, we got to announce our mistakes on the air, right?
It's
all part of our transparency with the audience.
We would have had answers like Duncan Shane,
and then tomorrow, if you can tell us the title of this.
Oh, that's
nobody in. Hang on, Jay is going to get you square with your tickets.
It's Baker Street from Jerry Rafferty.
Ooh, man, I hit the one day on Kiss FM. Yeah. I hit the post right where the saxophone kicks in.
Yeah.
I have never been more proud of myself.
Oh.
That was a song. First time I heard Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty, that was a song. I said, that is really impressive. That is something very different. And then after I played it about 10,000 times as a DJ, it's like, oh, well, it's long enough to go grab a smoke.
I'll tell you the power of WHHY. We got the record company to re-edit the song 3 times.
You're kidding.
Larry wanted a certain part of it taken out, and they did a special pressing for us for this market. How about that for power?
Of Baker Street?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what part.
Well, it's that the radical that radical rock and roll section there in bridge that Larry couldn't play in the morning. It just wasn't WHHY-ish in the morning. So the record company, that's the clout that station had.
Wow.
And they re-edited 3 times because they got it wrong twice. And so that's my Baker Street
story.
They
hated you guys.
Yeah.
Well,
could you say that into the mic?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
One of the cool things, after I'd been here for some time and gotten to know, you know, the legends in the market and so forth and some of the things I did, it occurred to me and Larry during a conversation that we must have spoken many times in the 70s.
Right.
Because WHHY was a Billboard reporting station, and I think I've mentioned, if I haven't, forgive me, I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
It's possible you talked to me as music director. It's possible.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
But that was a station I would call every time they were in release on a song, mm-hmm. hoping they were on it, because I knew if HHY was playing it, the stations in the next market levels above would consider it.
R&R reporter, Gavin, yeah.
Because you know, that station, I remember it very vividly. I used to go out to A&M Records to make these calls. Sit there on a lot. It was really neat, man. They had Ode Records was there. So you had Carole King, George Harrison, Wild Horse Records. It was all under one roof. You never know who you're going to bump into in the parking lot. But the one guy I never got to meet the whole time I was there was Herb Alpert. And I was kind of a nerdy teenager. And when he hits that, he was one of my favorites. I actually started taking trumpet lessons so I could play A Taste of Honey.
So the A is Alpert, the M is Moss.
Jerry Moss.
Yeah.
He was at the party after the band signed with them. There's other stories connected to that party that, well, if you call this afternoon and want to hear them, I'll be glad to pass them along.
Yeah.
I got hoodwinked. By the way, the most popular ice cream flavor by state, what do you think ours is?
Vanilla?
Jane?
For
Rocky Road.
Maybe peach. I don't know.
I mean, she is... I got to go with one of the regular, you know...
I got to say vanilla.
I want to say vanilla, too.
Emily?
Cotton Candy Explosion.
Oh, kick.
Yeah, of course. And you're all wrong.
What?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Ew.
That was the most popular choice in 14 states, ranging from Oregon in the Pacific Northwest to us here in the Deep South to Rhode Island in the Northeast. Vanilla was number two with 11, from Hawaii all the way east to New York and
what's
Washington.
What's number three?
Brownie.
Really?
Yeah. Eight states. Mississippi. Next
Brownie third. Still seems like it's just chocolate.
Yeah.
Malt.
No.
The Wyoming, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Louisiana, Tennessee all like it. And strawberry came out number one in two states. Next door in the Peach State.
I love strawberry.
By the way, I was watching Ariel, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And there's South Carolina is the number one peach producer, not Georgia. And there's a city in South Carolina that has their water tower painted to look like a giant peach.
Yeah.
Except it looks like a giant peach-colored butt.
It does. I've seen it. I know exactly that? What you're talking about.
Yeah.
They took that channel away from me, Smithsonian, at least temporarily. They're having a dispute with CBS on DirecTV.
Well, then people need to dispute. I heard that yesterday. Somebody else mentioned that last night, that Smithsonian was off Direct.
Yeah.
And if enough people call them and say, cut the crap, they'll get it fixed.
Yeah.
That's one of the few channels with good programming where it might learn you something.
That's right.
You know what I mean? A town in South Carolina that's got a giant peach butt.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look around the river region, and it looks like your ride into work is going to be uneventful this morning. We don't have any problems for you on the interstates. They're up at a speed limit ride. If you're on the boulevard, it's really crowded, so be careful and watch the traffic around you there. And the 31s are rolling along pretty smoothly. We don't have a lot of issues. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, there is a slowdown around Jasmine Hill Road and the River Bridge, so be careful there. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Crank up your engines. Alabama is known for having some of the world's best heavy equipment operators. Thompson Tractor is providing an opportunity to prove it. Enter the Thompson Caterpillar Operator Challenge on July 25th and 26th in Montgomery, Alabama, for your chance to win and advance to regional, national, and even international CAT competitions. The best CAT tractor operators in the region will be going steel toe to steel toe in a fun-filled, pressure-packed, open competition.